Migratory birds are making their presence known on the Front Range once again. As cheery as they sound, in reality, many of the bird populations that make their way through Colorado are recovering from a devastating 2020 migration that resulted in a mass die-off.
Do you think it was the freeze?
I have no idea.
Photos and videos like this one, taken by journalist Austin Fisher, started showing up on social media in the fall of 2020, showing hundreds, if not thousands, of dead birds that seemed to have fallen from the sky, leaving experts and the public confused as to what happened. Inspired by these mass reports of avian deaths, experts like Annie Young, an infectious disease and health-focused ecologist working as a postdoc fellow at Colorado State University with a joint position at the USDA APHIS Wildlife Service, started looking for answers. That's when Annie Young and her University of Wyoming colleague Dai Young discovered the iNaturalist app, where citizen scientists usually post information about living birds, had become a place where reports of avian deaths were being compiled.
During that time period, it has been found like there's hundreds of the die-offs that are recorded by the citizen scientists. And then that's a very unusual event. And that's kind of like the reason that the iNaturalist started these projects here.
So what did you find when you started looking at the iNaturalist data?
What we've been found is that the wildfire and the toxic gas and the smoke, the fire produced will significantly impact the spatial distribution of the events being found.
Young is referencing the devastating 2020 wildfire season that burned over 10 million acres in the western United States and 625,000 acres in Colorado alone, including the three largest fires on record in Colorado history.
The toxic gas, the smoke will definitely impact their health because like the birds are really sensitive. Their respiratory systems are really sensitive to those air pollution. So,
Young's report is by no means the first to look at what caused the 2020 migratory bird die-off. At the end of 2020, the USGS National Wildlife Health Center posted the results of necropsies that found that 80% of specimens showed signs of starvation, and some reports were pinning the mass die-off in the West on long-term starvation made worse by unseasonably cold weather. However, at the same time, the Audubon Society was pointing to starvation, weather, and fires. Young says their new report linking the die-off in the West to the wildfires and toxic gases just adds another piece to the puzzle.
So the fire, the storm, and then the die-off events are happening at the same time. We were trying to figure out like what is the environmental factors that influence the those die-off events. So what we were trying to look at is like, say, to look at this at a more say macro scale, more broad scale, or more focusing on like say more trying to look at what is the factors that influence the spatial distribution of those observations on the landscape. So I think like we were kind of looking at them at two different scales. And another thing is that some of those factors could be related. For example, we know like the wildfire will cause, say, the direct death for the birds. And the second thing, it will cause the habitat loss for all the wildlife species, not only just the birds, but also some other species. And that's also, like, say, they are lost in their habitat, they are lost in their homes, and they couldn't find the resources, then that could be one of the reasons that has been mentioned about in the early report from the USGS. So those factors are actually can be linked.
Young says some of the species most frequently recorded on the iNaturalist app as part of the die-off were the mountain bluebird, the western bluebird, and flycatchers. But it seems the greatest impact was felt by warbler varieties, like the Virginia warbler, the Wilson's warbler, the orange-crowned warbler and the Townsend's warbler. Geese, hummingbirds, and sparrows were also part of the die-off. For some of these species, it's going to take a while to recover from the 2020 die-off. To make matters worse, climate change predictions and lingering drought across the West means we could have yet another rough year when it comes to wildfires, which Yang says could cause further decline in certain migratory species. So what can be done to help protect migratory birds? Yang says ensuring citizen scientists continue to monitor bird populations and report avian deaths on apps like iNaturalist is important. But considering the findings of this new report, strict adherence to fire regulations and safety seems important as well if we're going to ensure the same migratory bird populations continue to visit the West season after season. For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.